Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Perfect. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, yeah, I'm on the side of a mountain, in the Blue Ridge Mountains, in the woods.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for I'm sorry. Let me see. Give me a second. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not probably vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
90. 90 years old.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White. Caucasian.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And now, I would like to rate, well, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable,
yeah.
And a 50 okay. means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number right. from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, woke culture or woke-ism. How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
No, I don't know who. I don't know that person.
Okay. Thank you. And about the public school teachers, how will you rate them from 0 to 100?
About 60.
60. Thank you. About the National Education Association or NEA?
Let's see, gosh, I'd almost rate them 0.
Okay, thank you. How about Joe Biden?
0. How
about Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. Next one, Moms for Liberty. How will you rate them?
Don't even know who that is. That'll be a 50, I guess.
Okay. How about public schools?
And I'm one of those people, but I still would rate them to public schools right now at a 60.
Okay, thank you. About the U.S. Department of Education?
0.
Thank you. And last one, charter schools?
100. 100.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Public schools, fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Next, will you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Yes.
And will you say that they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Strongly. You talk about charter schools?
Yes.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Next one, thoughtfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Three.
Thank you. Next one, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagements in voting. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
And the students learning that, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Are we teaching the students? I think that's down to three.
Okay, thank you. And next one, embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Next one, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. And last one, become more organized and have a structure. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. Now, will you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of public school education?
But spend, let's see. Oh, not, no, about like in the middle.
Too much or that. Not enough?
No, neither one of them. Not too much and not too little. Right, what's the
about right?
One right in the middle. Well, like a 5, I guess. If it's over 10.
Will you say it about right?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Great. And have you attended a local police school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, that last one.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Read it again.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans
Agree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Read that one again.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Well, I disagree with that.
Is strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree? Some would agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some said will help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly agree or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Agree.
Okay. And would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Would that be somewhat support, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. And next one says, and last one from this block, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. We are almost done here. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about earlier African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly disapprove. Or of the adding the curriculum, no.
Okay.
Disapprove. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
You know, that's just too long for me to even make a decision.
Will you let me to read it again?
The question's too long. You need to just shorten the question and ask me.
I can read it back to you again. No problem. It says here, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Oppose. 0.
Thank you so much. Next one says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted, including LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning, we must oppose this deeply on their democratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I don't even know. This is a terrible questionnaire, and I make questionnaires. And I don't think that books should be censored except for grade level and sexual information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in teaching students that sexuality at all. The parents can do that.
And based with what you just heard about this, ma'am, how will you rate this particular statement from 0 to 10?
I'm going to rate it 0 because I don't even
know.
These are terrible. Whoever made this questionnaire needs to go back and get a PhD like I have.
Thank you. And last one from this blog, it says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful,
I disagree with that statement. I disagree with that statement altogether. No, teachers do not know how to teach third grader sex. Go ahead.
How would you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. And we're almost done. We are 80% now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. The last one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
As high as you can go. I have a PhD.
Thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not that strong Republican?
Very strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years old of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
Like from kindergarten to 12?
Yeah, K to 12.
No.
No. Okay.
That went to a public school? No.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, public school, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever and ever?
Oh, several times a year.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household?
Yes.
Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
Me and someone in my household.
Okay, thank you. And last one is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide. Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
I'm retired.
And does that apply to you or someone in your house or not?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban?
Urban.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation tonight.
Okay.
Have a good
evening.
Bye-bye.